Healy, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I am joined by the very talented Amber Dow and Aaron Gomez to discuss the upcoming Theater 121 virtual theater production of Nobody Famous. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Aaron, you are the director of the production, and Amber, you play one of the key roles. I would love to find out a little bit more about the project. So, Aaron, what is Nobody Famous about?
So, Nobody Famous, it's a one-act play, so it's about 35 minutes. It is about an aspiring actress, Brenda, and her best friend, Heather, and they go and visit a fortune teller, Madame Mooch, which is played by Amber. And she's having a slightly insightful day. Heather gets her, she actually asks for winning lottery numbers. You'll see where that goes. and then Brenda kind of gets she considers it boring, and then she doesn't believe her fortune. But a lot of things happen in 35 minutes. There's a sleazy movie scout. There's an angry ex-husband who got a fortune that he didn't like from Mooch. Brenda and Heather are about to become famous, even if it kills them.
Oh my. And Aaron, how did you find this play?
So I actually co-directed this play my senior year of high school back in 2006. I know that's a long time ago, but I actually really, really liked the play, and yes, we put it on stage, so it's a little bit different now, but it's a nice short play, and there's some great characters in it, a lot happens in 35 minutes.
Now, Amber, you play Mooch. Can you tell us a little bit about that character?
Yes, so she is a fortune teller. The story sort of revolves around the fortunes that are being kind of told and whether they're believed or not. She is an over-the-top, really over-the-top fortune teller. And so it's been fun to kind of play around with what exactly that means, from an accent to, what she's going to be wearing. She has like three different entrances. So I didn't tell Aaron this yet, but I'm thinking about like what can be added to her, the turban that I wear on each entrance. To kind of make it more ridiculous each time. So like there's a lot of fun things to play with this character. You have all of the stereotypical fortune teller things, but then kind of adding nuanced things and some surprises, hopefully.
Now, Aaron, you're doing this production virtually. What does that entail?
So it was a lot different than a regular production, but we tried to make it as close to a live production as we could. But we took video submissions, and then we kind of just took a look at who was available and who was the best fit for each role and cast it that way. And we're also holding our rehearsals through Zoom. Every Monday night, we're kind of getting together. We're talking about character. And what's really cool about this is because it's virtual and everyone's doing it from their home, they're really having a lot of creative input, and I love that because we're relying on what we have in our homes to make it work, to make the magic happen. So that's kind of been interesting, and I love that this cast is so involved in, like, I have this idea, I love that. Like what Amber just said about her costume, I love that. Like, that's so great. So it's been a lot of fun.
And now, being virtual, you're kind of limited to a little box. For your acting, do you have blocking and costumes, or is that too much?
Yeah, so costumes, yes. Blocking, we really had to adapt. We actually just did this last rehearsal. There is supposed to be a lot of entrances and exits, so we're kind of making that work with transitions. We have an awesome technical coordinator, Elena Rogers, or Elena, I don't know how to say her last name, Molinar, I think that's how you say her
I'll
name.
Trust you on that.
Sorry if I said it wrong. But she's helping us. She's fantastic with kind of like the virtual Zoom thing. So she's adding a lot of special effects transitions. And we're kind of making the blocking work by them being in their homes.
Now, Amber, how does the process for this virtual production compare with more traditional theater projects that you've been involved in?
Well, luckily, I do know some of the other actors, so that has been nice. But it's, you know, there is a chemistry between actors that happens when you're in person with them. And there is some that happens like with Zoom, like you can get some like essence going. I think that it's happening more as we rehearse more. But, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to kind of get that. And as you know, like, you know, acting is reacting. And so that is something to adjust to not have somebody like sitting in front of you. And also to treat the camera like that's the character. So it's sort of kind of film acting, sort of a little bit a mishmash of both. But, you know, I think all in all, you know, I feel like so many people have said that limits are the birthplace of creativity. And so I really feel like even though this is a different process, I feel like that it has forced all of us to kind of be more creative and play with like going closer to the camera, going further away from the camera. You know, how do these characters relate to one another? Where are we looking? If we're blocking a certain way and we're throwing something at somebody, how do they have to catch it or be affected by it in order to see it correctly on the Zoom? Like, so it is very different process. And of course I love being in person, because you do get that sort of energy flow between actors on stage. But at the same time, it is, you know, a challenge, and it's a welcome challenge to, well, what does this look like and how can we be more creative? And how do we connect with one another on the Zoom stage and also tell the story to people who are watching, that so it'll be compelling.
Now, Aaron, from a directing standpoint, you've done this production before and now you're doing it virtually. What has been unique about this undertaking of this project?
So like Amber said, it's kind of more of like a mishmash between film acting and like a stage production, because you really kind of have to look at the camera like it's the person you're talking to. And since there's not a lot of standing up and walking away, you kind of have to keep it interesting, and a lot like facial expressions are super important for a Zoom production. All of these actors are really portraying their characters with a lot of life, which makes it interesting to watch. So I think people are really going to like that, but it is challenging, like, you know, like with the costumes and, you know, like, what do we do for a set? So something that we've been talking about for that is like everyone having like a universal background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that it looks like they're in the same place. But sometimes that's challenging because not everyone has the same technology. So we're making it work, and it's going to be fantastic.
Now, Amber, not having blocking, how does that affect your interpretation of the character?
I mean, I think, right. So there's nuanced facial expressions and like, you know, eye movement, eyebrow acting, whatever you want to call it. But also, and she's, you know, she's very over the top, but whereas on a stage, that would come across also very physically. Mm-hmm. On a smaller scale, it has to be, you know, it does have to come across more facially. And then also with some costume kind of help and some makeup help and things like that. So it's definitely different, but it's completely not impossible, because really when you are relating to somebody, you know, face to face, it's really about the relationship here. So, and luckily this one doesn't have a ton of physical comedy that would make it probably definitely much more difficult. And we've been able to, you know, comedy, a lot of it is about timing, comedic timing. We've been able to do some things with that to make it really funny, and also work with the fact that this is a camera. Like, for instance, the crystal ball that I have is actually It's actually a Christmas ornament. But if I put it here and I put it a little closer to the camera, suddenly, you know, it's a crystal ball. So you just kind of have to, you really do, it is the birthplace of creativity, limitation, and you really do have to kind of work with it and play and instead of looking at it as a problem to overcome, really just look at it as an opportunity.
Now, Amber, if you had to compare acting in a virtual production to anything else, what would you compare it to?
You know, it's kind of like, I'm sure a lot of people have football in the brain because of the Super Bowl recently. It's kind of like, you know, being a football player, and a lot of times they've had to, you know, play to no crowd, which is hard enough. But then it's also about like being a football player and not having the players actually physically there either. So like, how do you communicate the movement of the ball down the, you know, down the lane there? And how do you, you know, it's just a lot of blocking and a lot of different logistics to think about, like, how would that actually happen? How do we communicate a tackle, like, without it looking like ridiculous? Like, you know, so I feel like it's a little bit like that. I feel like during this process, it's also, and also during the pandemic, I think for athletes too, it's difficult to not have an audience. It's difficult to not have a crowd. There is an energy that comes, you know, back and forth between the stage actors and the audience that is missing. And so that is definitely an adjustment, another adjustment. So that's kind of how I compare it. It's a little like awkward and we feel a little discombobulated, but I feel like we are, or at least I feel like we're starting to get into the flow. And so hopefully that will get even better. And that'll show, that we've hopefully succeeded in doing that by the time we put the show on.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today I'm joined by Amber Dow and Aaron Gomez, representing Theater 121's virtual production of Nobody Famous on Thursday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. It will be streaming live on Facebook. Now, Aaron, as Amber was saying, you're missing the audience. So, you know, how do you prepare your actors to not have those laughs coming in a comedy?
Yeah, so it's pausing. You have to leave a little bit of a, you know, a beat in between lines, just like you would live theater. I mean, you also could add a laugh track. Who knows? If I think it's funny, maybe I'll add a laugh track. You know, they do it on sitcoms and stuff.
They do.
Actually, we're kind of doing it like, actually, Elena had an idea to kind of like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Saturday Night Live.
Of course.
But
yes.
Like when they do their sketches, like they kind of like will zoom in from like the outside of the building and then all of a sudden you're in the story. We're kind of doing it like that. So it's going to be like kind of campy, really silly, but like, you know, we're just trying to make it work and make people laugh and trying to make it as much like live theater as we can.
Are there advantages to doing a play virtually?
I mean, right now, I obviously would prefer to do it live, and I'm sure the actors would, but right now we're able to do what we love and we're keeping each other safe because this pandemic, we just really need it to go away and we all need to keep each other safe and not be in a big group together. So, you know, until we could do live theater, this is the best way to create our art.
Now, Aaron, as a board member of Theater 121, what can you tell us about future plans for the company?
So we do have a very exciting season of two plays and three musicals, and that'll be starting in October. So auditions for the first show will probably, I think, usually be in August. We haven't announced that yet, so that will be coming out very soon. And we have like a lot of events coming up. We're just hoping that they all get to be, that we get to do them as planned. And we're very, very excited. We have kind of like, our board is always transitioning and we have a really strong board right now. We're always working on different things. So we're really excited to present what we have coming up.
And will there be more virtual productions?
So Shannon Day and I are kind of heading this Zoom virtual productions project. And we do have, we haven't solidified what the titles are, but yeah, we're doing from March through June right now. We're hoping to do one every single month, and those will be announced on our Facebook page.
Great. Awesome. And the Facebook page is Facebook at, what is it?
Theater
121 Woodstock.
That's a good question, Ricky. I don't know.
Okay. Well, just search for Theater 121 on Facebook, and you'll find their Facebook page.
Yes.
Now, Amber, what attracted you to this particular production, Nobody Famous?
I really like working with Theater 121, and I've actually never worked with Aaron. we've had a couple of run-ins, but nothing that was extensive. So I was looking forward to that. And also it's just really, really fun at a time that's really, really difficult for a lot of people, including myself. I think, being holed up in my home is not the ideal situation for me as an extrovert and as a creative person. And so I think that having the opportunity to express myself in this way, and also just to be goofy. I mean, things have been so heavy, I feel like, for over a year now in so many different aspects of life, that it's just fun to just kind of be totally goofy and play and feel like we're going to be kind of a light to some people, a respite from all of the heaviness of life. And I definitely feel like this has been that for me. And it's just, it's also good to like get my acting chops going again, because it's been again like over a year since I've done something. So this has been great.
Now, Amber, what has been the most challenging aspect of preparing for this production?
The virtual part is more difficult, because you're dealing with a lot of, like I said before, you're adjusting to the webcam being the actor that you're speaking with. That whole acting is reacting thing. It's a little bit more difficult to kind of act in that way. And then how best to communicate like relationship and sense of place and like the comedic moments with timing, but also with some physicality, and also like how to create a flow. And, with the technical aspect, when you're on a Zoom, you see people in a certain order, but the other person sees people in a different order. Mm-hmm. And so we have to actually, our technical director to show us on the screen, like what is the order that people are going to be seeing it on, so that we can block correctly. So I think that is a lot of it. And then I think too, when you're stage acting, everything is, you can be physically bigger. Your expressions need to be like super big so that the people in the balcony can see it. And so it is bringing it down a little bit and kind of taming it a little bit, even for an over the top character.
Aaron, what did you learn as a director from doing this play from start to finish?
What did I learn? that this was going to be a lot more difficult than I thought. But we wanted to make it more like I keep saying, like a live production, more than just like a Zoom reading, reading off a script where people don't rehearse. So the actors are getting comfortable with the material. They're not necessarily going to be memorized. I hope they are.
I will.
Yeah. But like, that's kind of a nice thing that we're doing once a week rehearsals, and it's short enough where I feel like they're becoming more familiar with the material so that they won't be looking at their script and they can really connect with the camera. That's really important. So just like, the learning has been like how to be creative with what you have at your house, what technically you can do. And, and I'm really lucky to have Elena as well to be helping with all the technical stuff, because I really don't know any of that stuff. So even Zoom was kind of new to me, because our board meetings are held over Zoom, but I had never had to like create a Zoom meeting myself. So even that, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh my. Now, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about the other people in the production. You have Allie Bearwell as Brenda. What can you tell us about Allie and her interpretation of the character?
So Allie, you might all know Allie. She was last seen in Sound of Music with Music on Stage. And she was also in Mamma Mia with Theater 121 as Sophie. But her character as Brenda, Brenda is very cynical. She doesn't trust the process of getting a fortune told. And her friend, Heather, which is played by Laura Bell, is kind of like a slightsy ditzy friend who just had a really nice fortune, and she was given the apparent winning lottery number. So of course she's really excited about that. And then obviously Amber Dow is over the top as the fortune teller, which is fabulous. You're all gonna love her. And we kind of decided, because the play doesn't have a like where it's set, we decided to kind of put it in like Queens, because like accents are coming naturally, so we just decided to kind of make it happen there. Matt Leptic is the angry customer who does not like his fortune, and you'll see why. And then Jane Cato is kind of like, she's Brenda's agent and she's trying to help her become famous. And she's very sassy, and I love her reading. And Paul Lockwood is the sleazy movie scout. and let's just say it's perfect. He's fantastic.
Now, Amber, are you glad that your friends and relatives outside of the immediate area will be able to see you perform?
Yes, that is a great benefit of Zoom. I mean, I have people all across the country, and even internationally that I know that are really good friends. And it's super great to be able to be like, okay, here is, you know, a kind of a representation of what I do. And typically they wouldn't be able to come see it, or they'd have to take a plane to come see it. And so that has been fantastic. And I'm really excited to be able to share this with people, you know, all of my friends.
And Aaron, how does the story of Nobody Famous relate to people in today's society?
So I kind of like asked Amber, I'm like, how, you know, like asking kind of to like to collaborate to kind of feel, you know, because I was like, that's an interesting question. So we feel like people want to know more about their future, especially like with the pandemic that we're in, because there's so many unknowns and people usually kind of have stuff to look forward to. So I feel like that's probably relatable to the story, because they're getting their fortune told. So hopefully that starts happening. We kind of have more control of what's happening in the future.
And are there any lessons to be learned from Nobody Famous?
Always ask a fortune teller the winning lottery number. You may just be right. I mean, you never know. She just might have those winning lottery numbers.
Amber, Nobody Famous is a comedy, obviously. What do you enjoy about doing comedy?
I absolutely love comedy. I love physical comedy. I love the different things you can get away with. I love how playful it is. I love the timing aspect of it. I love how when you can get so much out of doing like a fast reading of the script, and you discover all these fun things because of just timing. And just playing off of too what real life is, and kind of upping it like threefold, magnifying like what real life is, and kind of just being like a goofball, is super, super fun. So especially during this time, I've always loved comedy, loved, but during this time it's really been a bright light.
And Amber, what advice would you give an actor taking on their first performance in the newly emerging genre of virtual theater?
I would say have grace for yourself, because there are a lot of challenges, and it can feel like, I mean, actors notoriously beat up on themselves anyway, but like you can easily beat up on yourself and say, oh, I'm a poor actor, I can't do this or whatever, just because of all the technical difficulties. It's just a way of relating. You just have to relate differently. And once you give yourself the permission that this is going to be a different process, and it might may take a little bit of time to kind of get used to it, I think that then you can get into the flow more, and then your creativity can abound, and then it can be something really enjoyable.
And Aaron, what advice would you give to another director who is going to embark on a virtual directing experience?
I would say that you just really need to be creative and really use your brain to kind of creatively think of how to make things work, and really utilize your actors, because the actors, especially for this one, and this is our first time, pretty much all of us, well, I think one or two actors have done virtual theater before, but kind of collectively having ideas together. It's more of a collaboration, this kind of production. So you kind of have to be prepared for that, because it's not all... Directing live is so much different, because now I've done both now, and it's very, very different. But it's a challenge, but it's so worth it.
Is it more on a smaller scale, would you say, when you're doing something by Zoom?
Yes, it's definitely like I said, it's difficult to kind of figure out the blocking situation, like what you're going to keep, what you can keep, what's going to work, what's not going to work. What the costumes are, because it's different. It's like watching a movie, kind of. I don't know, but you're just seeing one person at a time. It's like the Brady Bunch, you know. Everyone and they're little looking up and down to the side.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today we've been discussing Theater 121's upcoming Facebook Live streaming production of Nobody Famous on Thursday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. For more details, visit the Theater 121 Facebook page or visit their website at theater121.org. Amber and Aaron, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Thank you so much.
And it was fun.
Break a leg with your production. We'll be watching.
Thank you.
Thanks.